Welcome to the Amy Brown Comedy Podcast. I have rebranded my podcast. It's no longer called Nerdy Four because that was too confusing.
She finally, it's all about Amy now.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
I asked my inner child, my inner only child, and I was like, what is this podcast missing?
More of me.
No. It's just looking like Amy Brown Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Podcast, bada bing, bada boom. Mm-hmm. One name, all across at Pornhub. I don't know your life. Okay, whatever is out there. Amy Brown Comedy. And
are you on Pornhub?
No, I don't know how to find it. I called it the wrong name for a long time.
What'd you call it?
Like I was just like it was Hub Porn. I was dyslexiaing it.
That makes sense.
Oh, no, fans only. That's what I would do.
Fans only.
Instead of only fans.
I did that for a very long time as well.
Talking to the microphone.
I did that for a very long time.
You did OnlyFans?
I did.
What'd you do?
Fans only. I did no OnlyFans. If I did do OnlyFans, that was something I wanted to do for the Crystal Company. You know,
your Crystal Company. Okay, let me introduce you really quick.
No nipples because we're ladies.
No nipples. No stones in your nipples.
Yeah, or just the stones covering them.
Yeah, you could do some really tasteful.
Really tasteful.
They make fancy bras. I saw this on the internet that are made out of like Swarovski nipples. Nope, that's not the word.
Swarovski crystals.
Crystals. Oh, and yeah, and it's.
I
just
used to
like
be addicted to those.
Whole
as a kid.
Outfits, and then you can put it on like over your dress to kind of like like bedazzle your outfit with like these things. Anyway, Tiffany Burke is in my costume chamber. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. It is
all the way to Buckhead to see
it is quite a beautiful thing. I love the costume chamber.
Tiffany is the stand-up comedian. She also does improvising.
Yes.
She's got skits on the internet.
Yes.
And an Etsy store.
Well, so I own a crystal company, not even an Etsy. I don't have an Etsy store. I have a Shopify store.
But
I have an online website that you can find me at, as well as I am a management consultant. So
oh, wait,
I do
you
like
have a real
creative
job too?
Mm-hmm. I own a management consulting company.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Louis Vuitton headscarf.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yes, I am a PMP and a Scrum Master. Most people don't know that.
What's
about
a PMP?
Me. I'm a professional project manager.
Mm. Okay.
So I come into like creative events in different spaces and I manage their operations. So like remember I did the thing for Sony Music for 21 Savage. I helped
I did
them.
Not know that.
Mm-hmm. I helped them
create.
Can you
hear her? She's kind of quiet.
Yeah,
am I low?
No.
I helped them create an installation for their album.
I've
done different.
Mm-hmm. Like an art installation?
Mm-hmm.
Or like was it more like pipe and drape for a shot? Like a,
no,
an
so
event?
We took a literal hotel. We took 14 rooms. We broke them down and then we recreated them and made art installations based off of every album.
Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
Every song on the album.
So people are walking through,
mm-hmm.
drinking,
active
looking at all of the
mm-hmm.
stuff.
And as well,
that
we had
amazing.
And we had active artists and actors in the room. So, like, a lot of fellow comedians I hired. So, like, Ronnie Myers, Leslie Johnson, she's one of my improvisers. They were all actors and stuff in it. So it was really fun.
That's fantastic.
So do a lot of different things like that and then manage people's projects.
You manage people's projects. What kind of projects?
It just depends on the industry. So across the board.
Ooh, that's really cool. Yeah. I know you are cool. We always have a good time. We're on the show.
We always
together.
Have a great time.
I've been trying to get you to come do the podcast for a while, and it's slippery. The dates keep moving around because we keep traveling.
Yes, we
you
are
were
traveling.
Out in Colorado, and you did a show, and the Moms Unhinged folks
yes.
saw you, and
yes.
so you're going to be
on tour with you guys
yes.
in the new year.
I'm excited for
me
that.
Too.
How many kids do you have?
I have two kids, two boys.
I'll allow it. Two boys. We're the same. What's their ages?
They're 20 and 11.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
You see that gap?
This little gap.
Yeah.
I have
that's
19
a good
and
black
7.
Catholic gap.
Oh, a black Catholic gap.
Yeah, you know. It's
so
it's
another black Baptist.
Tippy toes.
The tippy toes.
Always swallowing or spinning.
Oh, like the rhythm method.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you're Catholic, I'm just realizing if you're Catholic, you're not allowed to use the birth control.
You're not supposed to.
Is that for reals?
Yeah.
That's for reals.
Tell that to Jane Fonda because she has a whole organization trying to help teenagers not get pregnant.
Yes, let's not let teenagers get pregnant.
I feel like it's a like all things. It's a real pick and choose person.
Yeah,
person.
Yeah. Now, otherwise, I mean, you know, I'm very pro. You should have condoms. Yeah,
so. I was gonna say this sounds like a gigolo was like, "No, baby, I can't use condoms. I'm Catholic."
Yeah, no, I mean, once you're married, you know who uses
is that a gigolo.
Once you're married, who uses condoms? I was that gap period. Yeah, I was definitely in a committed marriage.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, but also. You know, I know I don't want kids for a while.
You don't want kids for a while. And then you didn't want them for a while, and then you had another one.
Yeah.
Was that an accident?
That was definitely an accident.
Ooh. Did you also want to only have one? We had two, and then we're like, I got rid of all the baby stuff. I was like,
congratulations.
We are done. This was so much work. And then my husband didn't get the snip snip yet, and we moved, and I was like, maybe we shouldn't try for the girl. And during the morning, when the sun shone upon my face, I did not want another baby. But sometimes at night when we get drinking, I'd be like,
I like to make them.
I love
the making part. We could do the making all the time.
Babies are the opposite of sausage. It's it's less fun.
Well, if we could just run drills, I would run drills all the time.
Run drills.
I loved practice as a soccer player. Drills are the best.
Drill all day. I love tennis practice more than I like playing an actual game.
Exactly, you know what I mean? But you want me to birth them over? Like, I come from on my mom's side, my grandmother had 19 kids. 19. And
yay.
I think that's insane.
That's 19.
Like, stay off of her. Why did you do that to her?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So for me, like
if someone with a referee with a whistle needed to be like, time out.
And think about what kids do to your body.
Well, like, she probably had zero bones left. Because leeches.
She was a very... tall, very tall and like strong woman. So, I mean, even after 19, so that just says so much about.
She must have eaten a healthy diet.
She was very healthy.
You know, the folic acid.
She spent 14 and a quarter years of her life actively pregnant.
Actively.
Well, that's back when you could smoke and drink when you had a baby.
Actively pregnant.
And it's not 9 months. Don't forget, it's 10 months.
Oh, no.
At that time.
Oh, wait.
And that's another. Next year on tour, I'm going to be fighting this premise of the 9 months. That is false. You were pregnant for 40 weeks.
That is 10 months. For almost 16 years.
Stop making it trendy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it 10 months?
And it's 10 months you're pregnant.
Why don't they count 40 the first weeks. Month?
It's some kind of marketing that happened in the 30s where they went around and said 9 months sounds cooler
than
10.
Oh my God.
So they literally said that and it became like a you know, a douche.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Because I remember getting pregnant and them saying 40 weeks and I was like, "Wait, that's not 9 months." And she was like, "Yeah, that's a bad misnomer." And I was like, "No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
They've been lying to us.
It's hurting people."
It for sure was some shitty man, too.
It was 100% a man.
Like, it's 9 months. It's
who cares?
Practically,
9, 10, bye.
I can imagine it's just like the font didn't fit on the newspaper. And so they're like,
we
need to cut out a letter.
Yeah, that 1-0 is a situation. Just move it down.
Just move it over. The type space. Yeah, dude, good for you. Good on you having like the energy to parent still. How old are you? You never know when a black woman and you live in Atlanta.
I'm 45.
You look fabulous. So, I'm 47. And I just found out the saddest year for all women is 47.2 months.
Why?
It was in some research article. Well, I felt it. I was laying on the ground.
What was the reason?
That was because you stopped taking your medicine.
I stopped taking my hormonal replacement therapy, and I got very
sad. you gotta substitute that with something Ayurvedic if you're not gonna do that.
Oops-a-daisy. Like, well, the Ayurvedic one was it made me smelly because it was like a lot of turmeric or something like that. It's supposed to give you some testosterone, but then I was sweating turmeric out my armpits, and the doctor was like, "Oh, when you have asparagus, does your pee smell?" I'm like, "Yeah, doesn't that happen to everybody?"
Everybody.
And she said, "Actually, no." And I was like, "Well, you could have asked me that before I spent all my money on this expensive
turmeric." I don't believe anything she's saying because I definitely smell like asparagus after I eat asparagus. Yes, well, and yeah. I can attest that the boys do too, because you know they're disgusting. So I don't believe. So if we're doing a ratio right now, toilet. The doctor is incorrect. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. The boys pee everywhere.
Everywhere.
So when mine were little, I got to the point where I had to get a butter knife and etch away at the stalagmites of dried on crystallized urine. Oh, it was God. I was harvesting amber. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Your boys are nasty.
And I had
nasty.
To dig it out underneath the toilet. Mm-mm. It's just, I don't think standing to pee is something everyone is capable of. Mm-mm. I think we should take that off the menu, and everyone should have a nice sit and a tinkle in the toilet.
That's why at this age, I do nothing with their bathroom. Either they do it, or if I schedule a maid that month because it was a heavy travel month,
yeah,
then somebody else does it. But I stay away from their bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Right, keep love alive.
Just stay away from it. It's not my space.
Yeah, yeah. I have a rule that I have to be able to get into your bedroom in case there's an emergency without hurting myself. So that's... There has to be a little bit, like I can step on clothes, that's fine.
Oh,
but
no.
Not a suitcase.
Mm-mm. No.
Or a huge basket full of wires. Nope. That was right in the middle one time.
No, because I'm scared I'm going to touch like a crunchy sock. You know?
I know.
Yes, exactly.
I try not Thank to you. Think about it. Yeah. So where's your 20-year-old?
Here with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he at school?
No, he's working.
He's working.
Take a gap year.
That's nice. That front lobe is so not developed, especially in boys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, you know, this was a weird time. I love how people were, like, totally trying to disregard that we just survived.
The pandemic?
Yeah, like, the grief. Like, and yeah. It's like nobody addresses the fact that we all just survived, like, a mass culling. And we're just moving along. So, I like to hold space. So if you're not ready for something that requires, college requires a certain type of discipline and thought. And I think more people should take thought of that before they rush into it. So I don't rush them into things that I don't think at that time would be something that you're mentally capable to, you know.
Gap years are great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And gap years help you figure out who are you.
Did he take a gap year or did he go to college and it was like, I can't right now?
No, he just went straight into working and took a gap year. He was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
He was like, I'd rather do this.
Get things organized up top.
Well, and know what it is you really want, because 18 and 19 going into college is crazy. That's like your enemy year or something. And
what was your major, Amy?
In numerology or something crazy like that.
I actually have a degree in economics. With a business management certificate, but I'm this close to having a minor in musical theater. I just I'm like missing
you
two
should
credits.
Have it. You should have it. You
go
need
back.
It. You need to go back,
go back and
get
finish
it.
They really wanted you to read music. And I'm like, I can barely read
English.
I'm thinking
about going back and getting a master's in fine arts.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you can also
because
audit.
I'm with so many like artists now all the time. That
you can audit classes too. You don't have to pay for them. Ha ha.
Well, also you can go, I think Georgia State has a program you can get into their fine arts and they pay for everything for you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Georgia's paying
Masters,
for people
Georgia
to
State.
Get more arts degrees?
Yep. Georgia
That's
State.
Very interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, Georgia.
All right.
I thought it was a red state.
Well, some programs are still good in the
Is that the Hope Scholarship?
Mm-mm.
I really am proud
it's
of Georgia's
of their
Hope,
master's
Hope Scholarship that people can go to school for free if they
wanted to. Yeah, that started when I was in high school, and then
That's
I think
cool.
it was dope. A lot of people got opportunity to go to college that probably never would have.
Right,
and it was very helpful.
I do hear though that the kids qualify to get the Hope Scholarship. They go to college and then they don't keep it because you have to keep your grades up and they're like doing all that front lobe development freshman years first semester and then they lose it.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to get it back again if you're like okay and then like you have all that debt. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think that's actually a good plan and maybe you should go and you should like you know
knock on doors and then get help. Shot in the face. Welcome to Atlanta.
Is it that violent?
I don't know, but someone just got shot around the corner from here.
Okay, well, maybe it is. That's
at 9:30 on a Sunday night. It's the Lord's Day, and They captured the guy who was shooting the other person. I don't know. Is this Lindbergh? It's fine.
Okay. You know, and I moved from downtown too, so maybe my...
Where are you living?
I used to live off Marietta Street over near...
Is that downtown? I don't know streets.
Like West Midtown or whatever. I used to live in a condo over there. But now I live out in McDonough. You know, I joke about it.
McDonough.
Yeah. You know,
I've been out there. I've been there. I've had a great show there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like an hour outside the city.
Yes, it is.
It's a drive.
It's a, so do you understand the commitment that I put in?
Thank you.
If I come and I'm doing stuff in the city, I think people forget that. I'd be like, I say it in my jokes. I live in McDonough.
Yeah. But since you drove all the way here to do this podcast, let's talk about your online shop.
Yes.
And your crystals.
Yes.
So you have a degree in business.
So actually, I have a bachelor's of arts in science, and then I have another degree in nursing.
Okay.
I have a master's in business.
Okay, so is that MBA? Mm-hmm. Where'd you get your MBA?
Well, no, I'm not completed.
Would they teach you how to do cocaine off of a Lexus?
I have a certificate at PMP, so I'm not done with my MBA. But
okay.
I have an MHA.
Okay.
Health administration.
Oh, you love school.
The business part. I don't love school. I like money.
You just said
money.
You're going to go back to school. Well, they do have to pay
you
more.
I like money
sometimes.
And people have to pay you more when you're certified. Mm-hmm. And they can't question you.
That's nice.
It's easier to get people to pay you when you're like,
all the letters behind your name, right?
Exactly.
I don't think I have any letters to put behind my name. Maybe I should make some up. HRH, her Royal Highness.
There we go.
There we go.
I think her Royal Highness of the Closet.
Ooh. Yeah. Which also works because
costume
you do
chamber.
Well with
yeah. Oh, yes. That would be a good one. Her Royal Highness of the Costume Chamber. Can I say I trademarked it?
Yes, yeah. Trademarked
can
it.
You,
I also might could do your logo. Did you see I did a Good Cop Bad Cop's logo
for
them?
Oh, you did? I'm going to look into it. Good Cop Bad Cop. We had
Good Cop Rad Cop.
Yeah, good Cop
Rad Cop.
Rad Cop.
My favorite.
It's a comedy duo. Follow them on Instagram. They are so funny.
Ryan was on here.
He was darling.
He's a darling.
And they sing. And they do comedy at the same time, like ninjas.
It's insane.
And it's so good. Sometimes
I
can get...
I helped Ryan get started in comedy back in Chattanooga.
Back in the day. Sometimes when people sing and do comedy,
that's where my
grandfather's
from.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's not.
He was famous in Chattanooga.
He was famous? What was your grandfather famous in Chattanooga
His name
for?
Is Ernest Burke. He was James Brown's first drummer, and he started a band called The Inclines. And he wrote a song called Atlanta Boogaloo and Pressure Cooker. And Pressure Cooker is one of the most sampled hip-hop samples. But he lost his rights to it from Atlantic Records.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
I mean,
he sounds cool.
Oh, he's super cool. He's super dope.
That's so cool. Did he live in Chattanooga the whole time or did he move to Atlanta?
He passed.
Did he move to Atlanta?
No, he always lived in like Upper Georgia, Cahutta, near Dalton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my grandmother's family's from.
Okay. So. There's Georgia's a really big state, and I haven't been to all the parts yet.
So it's like, unfortunately, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene's.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm good. I don't need to visit that.
Yeah. But you know what? The area is good people, so I don't like that she represents them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, there are some very, like, her people up there, but then there are some of the nicest, because I've known those people, like, since I was a little kid, so.
Okay, so tell me about your collection of rocks.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
probably not what they're called.
It's not. It's my babies. Not like I call them
so you were going to have, you're going to record a special and you're going to call it, what were the two things that you suggested?
So either midlife try shit, because
mid-life
I feel like trash,
try shit.
Instead
good,
of midlife crisis, you like it. See, he likes
that's
it.
That's good. Yeah.
Because I feel like this year, my 45th year, I've been on the most side quests that I can.
Side quests.
Of life, yeah.
Of life. What's the side quest in your mind?
Just random accolade that you never thought you'd get. Like I was a jewelry hand model this year.
Wait, what? Ooh. A jewelry hand model?
Yeah, so one of my friends makes these beautiful very high-end crystal laced gold pieces and different types of extravaganza, and she had us model it. And then we got to use it at the exhibit that we had last week, so it was pretty dope.
That's fun.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was nice to have like 20 G's worth of jewelry.
It makes you feel important.
I was like...
And sparkly.
I was very sparkly. There was lots of emeralds. I was like, yes.
You have long, beautiful braids of hair.
Yes, usually when my hair is...
Did you have your hair down and your sparkly hands?
I actually had my hair pulled back and I had on a very nice hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had on a Stetson.
Oh, Stetson! Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is like Beyonce's new country album vibes.
It was
like the diamonds.
It was kind of giving you, it was.
And a Stetson.
And a very long, tight black turtleneck dress that had cutouts of just my back arms. It was really
cool. That's nice. You can show the back of your arms.
Yes.
I try to put mine in arm Spanx all the time because they're...
Where?
When I walk and they talk.
That's just, okay. I'm sorry. I feel like we have to accept certain things once we
get... You sound like Joel now.
Yeah.
We do. Like,
isn't that crazy?
I've learned to accept my body and all its perfections. Like, you have... First of all, you're in such great shape for a 47-year-old, so you should be...
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
...loving up on yourself. Because have you seen yourself today?
I live in Buckhead, and the people get smaller
and smaller.
Who cares? Smaller.
Who cares?
Yeah, but they're not...
They're so tiny.
They're boring, and they're not funny.
But they're boring. They're not Amy.
I'm going to go eat a bucket of cheese dip right now. You guys are getting me
you
fired
understand?
Up.
You know, this is something that I've realized this year from traveling around the world. What we do as comedians, we are some of the bravest people in the world. Other people wish they could be as cool as we are. We get up and we speak on behalf of whatever it is to people and make them laugh. We bring joy and laughter into people's lives.
Yes, yeah.
Even if we happen to be making them think, we bring joy and laughter into people. And that's one of the best medicines.
It's so fun, too. I freaking love it.
So
I love it so much. I love making people laugh. And then they're not sad and I'm not sad. And everyone's happy. And then we go home and then we're like, I'm sad again. And go to sleep.
Exactly. But for like... You know, however much time they give me, if it's an hour, then I'll take it.
Yeah. I love an
but
hour.
I get to make people laugh. And
it's
that's
so good.
You know, I don't care what other people look like. You look beautiful with these arms. So
thank
you,
darling. I'm still
so
going to do
crystals.
Crystals. Okay, yes. So I got to explain really quick that when your braids are out, they're long and they're gray and they're beautiful.
Yes.
And you've been calling yourself Black Khaleesi.
Yes, I have. Black Job Khaleesi. Black Job Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Thanks to the soon-to-be re-elected president.
Oh.
That's how I got the idea. Because remember, he was calling black jobs. So when I went to Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere I went, everybody was calling me Khaleesi and Bella. So I leaned into it. I was like, that's fine. I'm coming back to America. Yo, Black Job Khaleesi. Free you from your chains.
And then you also deal in crystals.
Yes.
So this is also on brand.
Yes, it is. It's very
tell me about how did you get involved? What do they do? It's a whole thing.
So, you know, from my management consulting company, I travel a lot. I have clients all over the country. And I think like 13 years ago, I had a client in Sholo, Arizona. I'd never been to Arizona before, and I'd always watched this movie, Fire in the Sky, the Travis McCoy story. It's about the guy who got the logger who got kidnapped by aliens. Like,
I know
what we're talking about.
Okay.
Wait, what's it called again?
Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky.
Is this a book or
That's
a movie?
Really good.
Uh-huh. So I never believed in any of these things. I never believed in stuff like this. I'm like very religious, so I believe in God.
Because you're Catholic.
Yes, I believe in God.
Catholics believe in ghosts, though.
We believe in demons and things like that.
Okay.
We do kind of believe in ghosts. We do believe in ghosts, yeah, I would say. Here's the thing. So I meet Travis McCoy.
Who's Travis McCoy? The guy who got in the
guy
alien?
Alien guy.
Yeah.
And while I'm there, I just observe some very not normal things. While I was there.
Right. It's supposed to be a hotbed.
It is a hotbed. It's a hotbed of activity. So while I was there for that client, I was there for maybe like 7 weeks straight. One of the weeks, like the fifth week.
Shirley McLean lives there, and she says she sees the alien ships all the time. But she's also a little loony.
No, I would not doubt anything that woman says after I saw what I saw.
Okay.
it just changed me.
I'm getting goosebumps. So, I want to hear what you saw.
So the weekend that, one weekend I stayed over, me and my colleague went to the Grand Canyon. And then while we were in the Grand Canyon, people kept telling us to go to Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up going to Sedona. And just weird, these weird old white ladies just kept on like popping up into my day and giving me like the most cryptic messages. Like it really freaked me and my colleague out because she was just like, how did she know your grandma's name? And I was like, I don't know how she just knew my grandma's name. And she was like, She said, look for the sign that has your company's name. That's all she said.
Look for the sign
that has your company's name. That's what she says.
Okay.
And my colleague, she'll probably message on y'all's YouTube and be like, yes, this is crazy. So we get into Sedona. And then when you first drive into Sedona out of, I think it's like Oak Valley or Oak Ridge, you pass the city sign. And then as soon as you get there, there's this general store. It says general store.
Mm-hmm.
My company name is Sinclair St. Thomas.
Okay.
There's a Sinclair sign.
Whoa.
Up, and then a teeny tiny welcome to St. Thomas Islands.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
So we stop. We go into this goose lady. Pimples. So I'm like, me and my colleague are like, what's going on? So we got stop. We go into
like
this place.
Is it like a truck
place.
Stop? Where you get gas?
It says a general store. So yeah, we were just like, we were like, stop. We got to stop here.
In my imagination, it's alone in the desert, nothing around it.
No, and it's tumbling, the first part of the weeds. City when you okay. first drive into
Sedona.
So it's
like Sedona. In a city setting. Okay.
Yeah, like as soon as you, well, Sedona's like not a city. It's like.
It's where rich people go.
But it's like, how can I explain it? It's like you driving to Helen kind of energy.
Into the
but
mountains.
In the desert.
Yeah.
It's like Helen, Georgia, but in the desert.
Yeah, so
you
yeah,
know
yeah like a foothill kind of
yeah,
town.
It's got that kind of energy too. So we pull up, we go inside.
A tourist place.
And it's a full crystal store.
A full crystal store.
And the old lady at the front says, sister, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, okay.
And says my name and my grandma's name.
Oh my God.
Again.
Okay. And okay.
I was like, you need to walk through, pick out whatever you need. And then I'm going to give you directions. Because we had already been talking about going to the vortexes. And she said, the lady says to us, I know you're going to the vortexes and I'm getting everything you need for.
What's the vortexes?
So look up Sedona vortexes. And so we had read about it. We were at the Grand Canyon. So the vortexes are these places where like the energy.
Flows differently.
I don't know if it flows different or it's like magnetized there. I can't explain it. But like your hair will stand up.
Oh.
Like if you walk into this area, your hair will stand up on the top of your head. Or like you'll get like almost like supercharged. I can't explain it. And
it's,
like there's four of them.
Centers,
we went to five
centers
of them.
Of energy that are conducive to healing, meditation, self-exploration is what the vortexes are.
So there's Bell Rock. One of them's at the church. It's at a Catholic church. That's
okay.
The first one we went to. It's like the Catholic church is on top of one of the vortexes somehow.
Okay. So do they think like maybe there's a bunch of magnetic stuff underneath the soil that's pulling things? Or do you think it's more?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what. I think it's frequency or something. Like, you can't explain it. And I think that's why a lot of the spaces that are around there are like military places and closed off completely. Because if those are the harmless ones that they'll let you go to, imagine what the ones are like that they're like blocked off. I mean, that's all I can experience.
Is that
like,
where they
my hair? I had never, like, I was not a believer of any of these things. Like, I want to make it very clear.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Like, when we walked into the Bell Rock one, it's a state park. You go to Bell Rock State Park, it was considered one of the vortexes. As soon as you park your car, one, your phone won't work. Your phone won't work as soon as you get to the park area. So you got to make sure that you're tracking like your distance and you have like all your emergency stuff.
Okay.
But then like once you get, I would say I got like not even a half, I would say maybe maybe 80 yards mm-hmm. into the park, all of a sudden your hair and your arms and your head starts tingling. It's like lifting up.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
yeah,
visibly.
The tingles.
But you can't take pictures of it because your phone won't work.
Oh, my God. Can you have, like, take an old time?
So it's like me and my coworker looking at each other like, yo,
yeah, can you take,
is...
like, an old disposable camera?
I guess you could try it and see if it would develop.
Yeah.
Because what would it do to
the
film? I would try it. I'd probably try. I'd go back and try
it.
Yeah. I've been a couple of times.
Do you have a laptop
like,
in the car? Because if it's magnetic, it might wipe the drive.
No, I didn't take my laptop because we were just there to, we weren't even supposed to go. That was the thing. We weren't, everything about that day was the weirdest because we weren't supposed to go. Mm. And the way that those ladies like knew my name and knew my grandma's name, that kept freaking me out.
Wait,
what's your grandma's name?
Beulah Vivian, but they called her BV, which is her nickname. Like, oh. So that's what made it worse because they were like, BV said this. And I was like.
Now that's, is she communicating? Was your grandmother maybe like connected with not the
no
mafia.
She was alive then. That's what made it crazier.
No.
Yeah,
oh, thought,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying. That's what made
spirit
it
coming through.
Because when I called, I talked to her, and she was like, "Well, that was odd." I was like, "Wasn't it?" I was like,
"Some white ladies in Arizona calling you, grandma?" Like,
I was like, "That was odd," but because of that, she gave me like all these crystals.
Okay.
And
in the general, quote unquote, general store, mm-hmm. which is a crystal
store.
Well,
it was really a crystal store. I don't even know the name of that place. I think it's Sedona General Store. I think that might be it. It's like right when you drive into Sedona. You can't miss it. And it's near this Chimes shop, I think, mm-hmm. or Chimes or something. But after that, she gave me some crystals and told me what to do. When I got to the vortex, as far as praying for different things and everything that she made me write down on that list,
yes,
like all came to pass.
Really? Do you want to share some of it? Is it too private?
Yes, too private. But
okay,
but
so you had 7,000 orgasms this year? Was that on your list?
Unfortunately, I did not have 7,000 orgasms written down.
That's
that
too
wasn't
many.
One of
That's
them.
Gonna get in the way of getting
is
stuff
it?
Done.
Is it?
I think so.
I feel like every time you orgasm, you creatively make something, and if you got good
juju. Good
you
energy.
Bring well if you understand how to use manifestation energy, you just take it and you recreate it into something else instead of a child.
What can you make your orgasm into? That's not.
I don't know what goal
like
do
a
you
good
have?
Good afternoon.
What goal do you have?
Getting a location for my special recording.
Oh my God.
Okay,
I can't stop talking.
So
about
for the
Joel's
next couple of times,
hearing.
For the next couple of times when y'all have sex and you're about to orgasm, that should be what you think about right before you.
Okay.
I just told her that she's procrastinating and focused on things she shouldn't be focusing on.
Talk about focus. If I'm about to orgasm and I start thinking about things I'm trying to manifest, I'm not going to orgasm. I'm going to be like, and that's my to-do list, and that's my to-do list.
No,
I'm gonna leave.
It's just one thing. Just do one, just one of them.
Okay.
Don't do the whole list. Just have the one that you're focused
like,
on getting done
like,
right
Tawanda,
now.
Like Tawanda.
I mean, don't be.
That movie.
I mean, it'll be helpful if you tell your partner what you're doing because then two people focus on the same thing is better than one.
She's
don't
never
like,
going to do just one thing, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like.
She's severe. She's very much neurodivergent like myself.
I don't
I'm a wish for like 9 things.
Yes, all at once. And I'm not going to talk to my partner when we're doing it. Ew. Just kidding.
Come on.
You can laugh out loud, Joel.
That wasn't a laugh. That was, I'm sad for you.
Oh, sorry.
That was pity.
He did,
Really?
He put his forehead on the microphone. Yeah. Like
Joel, it's okay. I was told I have resting disappointment face. So that's the one I always make where I'm like, I'm disappointed.
It's fine. I mean, here's the thing. I don't recognize it anymore because every woman I've ever dated just
looks sad all the time.
Angry. And that's what I like.
Not resting angry face.
Yeah, yeah, but I like it. That's my thing.
Okay, well. Hey,
I call it resting.
As long as you know what you like, that's all that matters. Like,
I call
you
it
like it, I love it.
I call it resting buckhead face.
No, that's different. Those are mean people.
Resting bitch face.
Okay, wait. So did you?
I mean people.
So did this get?
So how many things? So go ahead.
I don't know. Was this experience what made you start selling crystals? Or
this experience started me getting crystals.
Okay.
And once
know,
I started
like,
getting crystals,
you started to like.
Once I started grinning crystals, my then husband was like, yeah. Look.
You gotta.
And he's a very much everything has to be a business. Like, this needs to be a write off. He was like, look, I'm
If you want to, like, this is something you like, you can, you know, you can get a couple pieces of display pieces and write those off. And then, but I'm going to need you to be making money off of this because this seems like it get expensive. And he was right, because wholesale, I was getting way better prices than.
That's true. Retail. Than the retail. Yeah, for sure.
Once I saw it, I was like, oh, this is what is your egregious.
Doersbeatthinkers.com.
Doersbeatthinkers.
Doersbeatthinkers. Joel gets it.
Oops. Doersbeatthinkers. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like you getting that in real time.
Yeah, I love how it hits you. And you know, that's always how people, when I say it to people, they be like, I like that.
So it's like ready, shoot, aim.
Yeah, like because you know sometimes especially as a neurodivergent person, like you can be thinking about stuff forever and ever and ever, but until you actually do it, you're not beating the system.
There's a kind of paralysis that happens to people.
Analysis paralysis.
And then so you're supposed to start dancing and start getting into your body,
which is why I'm very much having the crystal store made me become a Reiki master. So I'm into energy.
Oh, are you a Reiki?
Yes. Oh.
You like
that was my fault. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's the Reiki.
It's your grandmother calling.
Yeah. No, tell us what's now.
Is she, well, yeah. Then she's definitely calling.
That's even spookier now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Okay. So, how many things were on that list of goals you had or wishes for the, what are they called again? The parts of Arizona that make your hair.
The vortex.
The vortex. That's what I call my cervix. I call my cervix.
It is a vortex. It is a vortex.
Is it?
It is a portal. It's a portal. Think about it. You bring life into the world down there. That's a soul comes and through you.
Right? If you have.
It's super deep when you think about it.
What's that thing that goes inside of you and stops you from getting pregnant? An IUD.
IUD.
Does that make a leaky hole and then souls are flying out?
No, I don't think that's
a leaky hole. You really need to learn anything about vaginas.
I'm learning right now. I've got a vortex.
As a used to be nurse, that's not. I think we need to have I don't want the Department of Education to go away.
Amy's not too clued in.
You know what? Sorry. I found out that
we need them.
I found out I had three holes down there when I read it on the side of a tampon box.
How long ago?
And then I passed out on the ground. And luckily, it was in the 80s, okay, and we had shag carpeting, and I could lay on the shag when I fell, when I passed out.
You do have three holes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a vortex, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the holes is a vortex.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
It's a portal.
Right. Okay. So you're a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the chakras, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I love talking about chakras.
Yes,
I
can talk about them all day long.
Okay.
I love too. Right. When somebody gets me started, I'm like, yes, let's talk about biofields and energy.
I have a chakra story, but I want to first, which got something answered for me. I want to ask you how many things did you get answered by the vortex or gets figured out by the vortex for you?
It was about 9 to 10
9 to 10. You went in with a full list.
I went in with a list. I was focused. Because I felt like it must have been really important because I was having like a crate. It was very much like one of those spiritual kind of days. Like I couldn't believe what
everything
was going
feels
on.
Aligned.
It very much felt nothing, aligned. And I was like, let me take
nothing
this
nothing feels
serious.
Random. Even like the music that's playing.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, exactly. Like the songs that were coming on the radio
you feel like
were
you're in
very
a movie?
Much. Yeah, I felt
you're like outside your body
I felt like
a little
Amy
bit.
Amy McBeal. It was a very much an Amy McBeal.
Who's
like,
Amy McBeal?
Wait.
You remember that? Amy McBeal?
Allie
McBeal? Sally. Sorry, thank you. Yeah, I said Amy because I'm looking at you. Allie McBeal. It was very much Allie McBeal.
Okay, that TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everything was just like, I was like, okay, God sending me messages.
Yeah.
So I took it very serious. I think I wrote down more than
when you went
that, but I know 9 out of 10 things definitely came to pass.
When you went into the Catholic Church, that's also a vortex. Mm-hmm. Was the vortex clustered in the nave? Like, was the energy? Was the whole church vibrating with energy? Or
the whole church was vibrating with energy?
Okay,
because
churches will vibrate anyway because people go in there with their big.
Yeah,
feelings.
Because I was an altar girl in church, so I definitely like know what like clean kind of feeling.
Yeah,
like it felt different.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much.
It just felt different. It felt lighter.
Was it during the day you went?
We went during the daytime. It was early, probably like 10 a.m.
Was it old church with like stained glass windows and no wood
so
smell?
It's beautiful. It's I guess it is an old church, but it's tall and peaky.
Uh-huh.
And it's made out of, I think, like marble and whatever granite is there, or limestone.
Okay.
But it was very much triangular and wide open, high to the sky, maybe like 150 feet.
Okay.
Kind of diameter up, and it is triangle-ish, and it goes, it's off a cliff, and you can look down and see this mansion.
People can't see you the can't picture, see it. Yeah.
But I'll show it to you later. But, okay. So it's very much, it looks like something out of Architectural Digest.
Oh, that's so it's like modern. Best
way. It's very much.
Okay.
I don't know if it's modern, but it's, they would have used it as like a work of art with natural, whatever, so nature's cool. instinct. That like that's.
Oh, okay. So you walk in, you park your car.
It's beautiful.
You walk in, it's vibrating. Your hair's on end. Your phone's not working.
So there, also there, your phone doesn't work right there. It works in the parking lot, though, which was weird, but it won't work when as soon as you get into. And I think the vortex there is actually underneath the church. It's not like how Bell Rock was, where it felt like it's the whole.
What's Bell Rock?
Bell Rock was like when you get there, it's a huge rock.
Okay.
It's like a group of rocks, actually, and you hike up.
So it's more of a park.
Yeah.
Okay. And you walk.
So because all the vortexes are in different locations around Sedona, so you have to drive to each one.
Each one. Mm-hmm. Are they in a circle? Is this like?
I don't think they're in a circle.
Stonehenge, but bigger.
No, I don't think they're in a circle. They're like laid out. Well, it kind of gives like a, I guess like a is it a rhombus?
Mm-hmm.
A rhombus shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you go?
I love that I got to you. Oh, did I just?
Your headscarf just scooched to poochie. When you walked in, did you ask all 9 questions at the first one and like vibrate, like, and
no,
meditate
so
and try to hear?
I sat
answers?
And I meditated because that's what she told me. She said, sit, meditate, and pray first. She was like, then I want you to focus on the things that you're asking.
Okay.
Or trying to get rid of. It was like a list of things you want to get rid of, things you want to bring in, goals, all those things.
Okay.
So it was very, I did it. I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe like 3 months later, all of the things start happening real fast.
Really? Can you give us a little bit? Just like a theme.
Like, so I wanted a government contract. I got the contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wanted to diversify like certain things in my business. It all happened, even though I didn't organize it. It was like all these things were happening that I requested, but without.
We're coming to you.
Yeah.
So you know it's a little bit like The Secret, like the make a vision board and put it up. But it sounds like you took your vision board on a field trip to the Magic Energy Center.
Yes.
The Magic Energy Rhombus. And did a tour.
And it did it. And then it magnified it out, sent it out, and got it back to me quicker.
Quicker. So, quicker. Yeah, you put like urgent on the email.
That's what it felt like. It felt like it just came way faster than, you know, like, because on the vision board, you know, traditionally those things take a year, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This came around like way faster. And it was like, I don't want to say I didn't have faith, but I just kind of. I actually did what she said. I did it and then I left it to
God.
To the, like, I didn't worry about it anymore.
That's what Oprah said she did. Yeah. And that to get her part in The Color Purple, she like did all the networking, she did all the auditioning, and then she went for a walk.
And then
she's like, I give this to God. I give this to God. Now it's in God's hands.
So now that's what I do.
And then she got the phone call. Like, they're like, Miss Winfrey. Like, she's at some spa and like, come, we have a phone call, an important phone call for you. And she got it immediately. After giving it up.
Yeah. So that was one of the biggest things I've had to learn is like the things that I want, I can't, one, delay gratification.
Okay.
Right?
You can't because of the ADHD?
Well, that was a skill I had to learn because of the ADHD is I can't anticipate things to happen right away. I have to be okay with delayed gratification and teaching myself how to breathe through that and teaching myself not to. And I feel like that was something that I learned with meditation. Like, all of those years helped me focus on, like, detaching myself from not getting the things that I feel like I need to have right now. Like,
right.
I want this. Like, I want to be on this all the time. But when I don't get it, like, you know, being okay with knowing just because I didn't get it this time doesn't mean I'm not going to get it again. You know what I mean? Like I got to audition for SNL this year. That was cool.
What?
Yeah.
You got to audition for SNL? We did the showcase,
remember?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody at Dad's, we all got to do the
showcase. That's so cool.
So, like, it was, like, those are goals.
That's fantastic.
That, you know.
Yeah.
You get to, but just because you don't get something doesn't mean that it's not going to come to you. You know what I mean? And still having that as a goal, but it's just delayed. So, I think that's the biggest thing, is letting go of the things that we want.
When I'm doing my goal, whatever, my manifestations,
goal setting,
I focus on the feeling. Prayer. Like, I want to make a stand-up special that I feel proud about. Then I can take away, like, all of, like, and then everyone sees and they share with their friends, and then I can sell tickets and be a stand-up comedian lady that travels around. So that's too much pressure.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to focus on being proud. I know, but I want to do more. I only get to travel maybe once a month. And when my son goes to college, I'm going to have a huge hole in my heart and a very clean room, but a huge hole in my heart. And I want to go see the world. And I want to do stand-up comedy. I want to do an hour.
I just came back from comedy in Dubai.
You did comedy in Dubai?
Yes, I did.
What was that? Like, I didn't know they let women talk there.
They do. I hate that people for that. Dubai was awesome. They let me talk. I mean, as long as I didn't say nothing bad about the Sheikh, I was good. Like, I talked about the fact that they could
on stage.
Yeah,
you can drink there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know they're making, like, a Las Vegas with, like, an indoor ski range.
So it's really, I think most people just don't see how. Now, I couldn't get my permit to do comedy in Abu Dhabi because it took too long. But
you had to get a permit to do it.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi's a little bit more stricter.
Oh, wow.
But not that bad, because there are tons. I went and saw the shows there. The people that ran Dubai Comedy, who are awesome. I think it's Sam Letts and Ali Saeed, and then Mina Lynchon.
That's cool.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun with them. But no, they were awesome. They did take, I found out. Fun fact, you guys, do not take your vibrators to Dubai.
Okay, wait, what? Do not take your
They took
your vibrators. Yes, women there are not allowed to have orgasms, I guess.
I mean, they can.
Not with the vibrator.
Well, I mean, obviously they do, because all the ladies were like, no, they took your sister. And then they were like, there's a black market for them here. So they still get it. They just can't get it.
It's illegal.
They're paying a high price. I mean, I'm so happy to know that I contributed to the black market there, because they got two high-end Lilos.
Were those
that
on
are like,
your list?
$400. Those are $400 vibrators that were in a case.
Damn.
Like, I treat my ladies well. Okay. They get set and everything. So whoever got that, I hope you happy.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was clean, because
you keep your ladies clean.
Keep them squeaky and clean.
That's lovely. You're doing the Lord's work.
Unfortunately, I'm without them.
I
gotta put
the
them back in my budget. I know they did not throw that in the garbage. That ended up on the black market. Somebody's selling those.
I hope there's a nice lady.
Somebody's flipping those.
In
those
Dubai?
Are great.
This is weird. Yeah.
That's what I said. I said, bless her. Alhamdulillah for
Maybe
that
the
woman.
Men in Dubai have very fast fingers.
I don't know. I'm not trying to find out, Habibi. Y'all not finna get me arrested. No, sir.
Talk about lack of women's rights.
I mean, I disagree, because I was very much free as a bird while I was in Dubai. I've seen a lot of things that are like, it's not what people think.
But you can't have your vibrator.
But they did confiscate my vibrator. But I didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Oh,
because
right.
they put you in jail for having the seed of anything green.
Like the marijuana.
Or you can go to jail for kissing a stranger, making out in public.
Really?
Yeah, if you making out in public and you're not married.
That's like the one time you're supposed to. You're already married, or not married.
Like making that, like yeah. making out, out, like being yeah. like way married inappropriate.
People don't make out in public. Gross.
I mean,
you do that in your the luxury of your own home,
exactly
behind closed doors.
They said do it, all that
people.
You single people won't be infiltrating.
Jeez, that is wild. That is wild. Okay, so
I mean, but it was I had the best time. I mean, I love it.
I want to circle back to your vortex wishes. So yes. You got
okay, and Dubai was a vortex wish.
Was
and now
it?
Yes, and now I've gone three times. So
oh my god,
I feel like the vortex has been working. It was one of
have
my.
Have you been back to the vortex since you went there the first time
no,
to do another
I
round
haven't.
Of wishes?
I haven't, and I've been meaning to, like, and I've been like in Arizona and being like, I don't have time to go.
Mm. Okay. And then you, so the lady gave you stones. Did you leave stones at the different vortexes or
no,
you just took them
with
you
me.
And you got them all charged up at the
I
vortexes?
I got them all charged up.
So I one time had a hot stone massage and I was talking to the guy about it, and it was out west somewhere where people are more open to this stuff. And he said, like, I actually have to put these rocks that I put on people's bodies out under a full moon.
Yeah,
because
clean
they
them.
Start to get full of energy.
Yep.
And they start, people can feel it. They can feel yeah. like, these rocks are really hot. And he's like, I haven't even heated them yet. Like,
yeah.
It's,
because it's trapping. Think about it. The way that your energy centers run and your chakras is like, I think most people really don't understand that you are a battery.
Mm. I
you're
feel
a battery.
That. I always have to
like,
recharge.
That's why, like, if you,
afternoon.
If everybody was to see the thermoscan, mm-hmm. or this the thermoscan of their bodies, they would see they're emitting heat. You're emitting heat because your body is electric. Your heart has to be stopped how with electricity. If you were to have a heart attack, I gotta charge you
right.
to start you back up.
Right.
So that means that you're producing energy, and that energy has to move and flow. I think what happens is we're so sensitive to looking at things with our eyes that we forget there's like a mini machine that's running mm-hmm. to keep you functioning.
Yeah.
Right? So that energy disperses, and your bad emotions and all of that stuff disperses off too. So when you're getting massages and you're taking these stones all have functional purposes and give off energy and use energy. That's why you need cobalt to run your computer and your phone.
Uh-huh.
Cobalt transmits messages and energy, and that like it has properties.
Uh-huh.
Right? Same thing with those stones. If those stones are on you all the time and he's not cleaning them in between people, like really he should be laying it on selenite every time in between other people.
Oh.
Because selenite is a master charger and a master cleanser. You can clean your aura every day with selenite. I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
You can clean your aura every day or in between time because we're energetic. So every time you're interacting with somebody, you have energetic cords that are being created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of the day, if you don't like cut that off, then you'll start having like longing for people and feeling they're like, oh, I admit that that's where all that is coming from, is because your energy and their energy has yeah. been connected during that day mm-hmm. and you didn't know what you need to do to clean it off.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where Epsom salt baths come in. That's
okay.
why a lot of old hoodoo ladies will tell you should take a bath in Epsom salt every week or every couple of days so that you're not keeping energy, you're cleaning your energy off.
Right.
Because salt is a...
Right.
And that's what selenite is. It's gypsum salt.
Oh.
So it's a master cleanser. That's why salt is the ultimate purifier to keep you clean, keep your energy clean.
Right.
So in between that, he should probably be... But yeah, if you use those stones, especially those Loma Loma hot stones, they're usually like some kind of protection stone, it's gonna hold in
all the
until it's cleansed,
the goop,
mm-hmm.
the emotional goop,
mm-hmm. and it's heated,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's heated, so
right.
it's just pulling it out,
right? So
I love those massages, by the way.
It's like so the best. You brought your collection of stones that the lady gave you,
yes,
to the vortexes,
and I did.
Did they
I
get
went
hot
to every
afterwards?
Single one of them.
Were there energy in them different after
well,
all that?
I'd only taken like six or seven because that was, she had just introduced me like to, she was like, you needed one for each chakra. I didn't even
yeah.
know.
Okay.
The
I didn't know
time.
That either.
I was like, okay. So she told me where to put them. The two that I really noticed that did the most like weird things was my clear quartz that I had on my crown. And mm-hmm. then I had an amethyst right here.
On your forehead,
sitting,
where your mm-hmm. third eye would be.
Where my third eye would be. And when I was sitting and meditating, I had laid back.
And it felt like the amethyst was like levitating off my head. Like, oh. There was points where it didn't feel like it was touching anymore.
Yeah.
And then the clear quartz was like vibrating. Like,
on
like
top you could of your feel head.
It vibrating on top of my head. Those are wow. the two. The other stuff, like I felt really grounded. But those two were like.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, connection.
Well, they're in whatever frequency was there. Because okay. like you always heard like this weird pitch.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There was like this almost like a.
The leaf blower that's going on outside of my home. The sound of Buckhead leaf blowers.
But it was like a 432 hertz frequency kind of energy noise that you just heard in the background the whole time you were meditating.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, I don't know.
Pretty wild?
It was, I mean, it, yeah, it changed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it changed me. It changed me.
At the end of the day, you were like, that was a weird day. I'm going to go live my life. And you lived your life and stuff started happening. And is that when you started being like, I'm going to get into the crystals?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is too coincidental.
Yeah.
like sometimes you'd be like, oh, that's just a coincidence. I was like, yeah, no, this is too
much. Mm. There. Yeah. I had a, I do hot yoga, and at the end we do the savasana where you like mm-hmm. lay on your back. It's a nap. It's mm-hmm. called the corpse pose.
It's the corpse pose. Yeah. It's my favorite too.
I was like, can we just start with the savasana and do that yes. for an hour? But that's like after like you've been through like a whole like 90 mm-hmm. minute yoga session, and it's so hot in there. It's like a ball sack. And
I used to come to the one that's right around here all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking. Red Hot. So mm-hmm. yeah. But I would get that's when I'd get messages. And for a while, my throat would ache. It would ache. And I was like, I think maybe I'm getting cold, but then I'd be fine. And then I'd come back the next week. I'm like, oh, I think I'm getting a cold. I'd come back and be like, and then we'd be fine. And then I looked it up. That's the throat chakra. It's for personal expression. I started doing stand up and it doesn't hurt anymore.
Ooh. So that's why I have lapis on.
The blue, yeah. It's like turquoise is the throat, right?
Oh, well, you got... I don't want to say anything blue.
Mm-hmm. But so let's start at the bottom. Red is your root chakra.
Red is your root.
That's for sex time.
Actually, that is not for sex time.
But you're just saying
that's
like
for... the root is going to be for grounding, stability, and security.
Red's
that's
the devil.
Because you're born with your root. That's their first. And as you get older, you build each. Then there's your sacral chakra.
That's
your sex time.
The orange one. Okay.
Sacral chakra is sex time.
It's like in between your belly button and mm-hmm. your bottom part.
Bottom, well, right where your genitals are about to start and then up. And then right over your tummy is your solar plexus. And that's where your fire and your oomph and your confidence and self-worth and security is yellow.
What's that one called? Polar plexus?
Solar plexus. And then you have your heart chakra.
Which is green. And you think it's the opposite of what your heart would like be red. Probably
well,
it's gray.
So for the crystals...
you can do the opposite.
It's green and pinks.
Uh-huh.
Reds are more your sacral chakra and your root. So like red jasper would be your root. Carnelian is your sacral, or you could use it for solar plexus energy. It's one of those crystals like move in between, but it's very mm-hmm. red. And then you got your heart chakra.
Heart chakra is green.
Throat is blue. Then you got your brow.
Yeah, it's like your third eye, right?
Mm-hmm, it's your third eye.
And
then you have your
purple.
Crown. That one's purple. And then this one's...
The crown, I feel like it hovers. I was told it hovers kind of above your
head.
It
hovers above your head.
And that's
it's
like
kind of
clear.
A clear color or silver, however you want to... I see it like a halo.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like your spiritual one. It's like connection to...
It's your connection to source and spiritual...
Talking to
energy and astral plane and
loved ones.
Yes.
See, yeah. You're into this.
I am.
I wish I had known
I'm
that.
I'm a closeted woo-woo girl.
I don't like that word. It's just that we're in touch with nature.
There's a psychic medium named Jamie Butler. She lives in Atlanta, and she calls it's not woo-woo. It's true-true.
It's true-true, exactly. Yes. And it's just that we're so desensitized to other things that we're not in touch with, like, the simplest parts. Mm-hmm.
I'm always fascinated by energy and reading it when I'm, especially when I'm in old theaters.
Yes.
That's one of the things that
creepy.
I do on the show is talk about the different
we
ghosts.
We should go around and do that because, you know, I've been to a lot of ghost places now.
I bet.
Like when you're an energy person, you can feel them, and it's not like,
yeah.
Like I just left New York and I did a run of shows up there, and my friend took me to this place, the TikTok restaurant.
It's a TikTok restaurant?
Yeah, the name of the restaurant is called TikTok. It's an old TikTok. It used to be an old diner.
Okay.
But it's like diner food.
Okay.
But it used to be right next door is this old hotel. It was one of the it used to be a bank, and downstairs is a vault.
Okay.
And downstairs is haunted. So, like normal, like, and I was really mad at my friend because they know that I'm like sensitive to stuff like that, and they were like, "Yeah, it's haunted downstairs," and I was like, "Okay." But they didn't like stress. It's like probably a lot of people haunted. You get what I'm saying?
This is what's happening. Because I've been in a vault before, an old vault, and people put items in the safety deposit boxes, and all of those like family heirlooms, jewelry, important papers.
Think about that.
One time there was a violin. Like it's like going
all
into an antique
energy.
Store. And all of that energy is
this felt like people who had survived like being shot up by robbers.
Oh,
like it felt like it was given like Al Capone energy.
Al Capone energy.
I didn't even go to the bathroom. It was so bad. I went downstairs to use the bathroom. I barely made it to the bathroom door and turned around.
No, I turned because there's gonna be someone sitting behind you.
I turned around and ran upstairs. Ooh. I was like, "Yo, I refuse to use the bathroom
thing.
Here. Let's go back to the hotel."
I did the same thing in the theater I performed at last week. I was like, "I can't go into." I walked downstairs, walked into the ladies' room, turned right around, went back up, and I'm like, "I gotta find a different place to go."
No,
I
won't go. I'm glad we agree on that. don't if we're on a show together, I'm gonna give you the look.
This hasn't usually happened because most of the places we go to are like breweries and things like that. I mean, if anything, this like the toilet's disgusting, and you don't want to use it. Not that the room's so haunted, you like don't want to be in there by yourself for too long.
Yeah, the only I've had a couple instances. Like one of my clients was in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. And they did it as a joke when I first became their consultant. That first week, they put me at the Hotel Colorado that night. But I didn't know what the Hotel Colorado was.
In Boulder?
No, it's in Glenwood Springs. It's okay. Where the Unseekable Molly Brown died in that hotel.
Oh.
That whole hotel is like historically famous for being haunted. But I didn't know this. So when I get there, I drop off my bags and I go straight to work. I never check into my room.
Right.
And at the end of the day, now I should have known something was up because all day long, everybody at work was like, "Hey, have you checked into your room? How's your room?
Wow.
Hey, have you checked into your room? How's your room?" So I didn't like, I wasn't like peeped it. So I went straight home. I went straight to the hotel right after work to go grab something and like, and then go out to eat. And I get to my room. They give me my key. I get to my room and everything in my suitcase is like, it looked like somebody was violently mad at me and was just like tossing breaking my stuff.
Exploded.
My lotion was exploded. My shampoo was everywhere. I mean, it was like you hate me energy. Like my clothes are everywhere. So I was like, what is going on? So I go downstairs and I'm like talking to the front desk person. I was like, "Hey, your concierge is like quit today or something because my room is in shambles, like my stuff is broke. Some of my stuff is broken," and they were like, "Oh no, not again!" I said, "Oh no, not again!
Stop
what?
Renting that room out?"
I said, "What?"
They were like, we were hoping that room wouldn't do that this week. And I was like,
what? That this week? That room. It's like the room's fault.
And they were like, and I was like, wait. They were like, did you not read, you know, the thing on the thing about this is an actively, I was like, oh. They were like, it's an actively haunted hotel.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, that's okay. One of y'all coming upstairs with me. We finna pack this up. I'm not going to be staying here. Y'all can go ahead and check me out.
Right.
I went across the street.
So that's what I do too, right?
And while I was packing, I made him hold the door open and I was like
do not leave me alone in here.
Yeah, no, and I was talking out loud. Hey, I don't know who you are or what's going on here, but I just want to say that I rebuke you. You're not allowed to come with me. Okay?
Yeah, right?
Stay where you are. And if they made you mad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. That wasn't me.
Don't let that energy attach to you and come out
never.
With you. And then this is okay. I'm having goose pimples. This is the next level. When are we going to get good enough at reading energy and then being the boss bitch of energy and be like, I'm going to stay in this room and you're not allowed to do shit to me and you're not allowed to do anything. You're going to leave me alone. I'm on the human plane and you are not. And this
also,
is my space.
It depends on the entity of what you're dealing with.
Because it could be a demon. Because you're Catholic and you believe in demons.
I mean, don't you believe in demons?
I try not to because I'm a child and I can't have that kind of energy thoughts in my brain.
I mean, I just feel like we have to have the perception that if there are a lot of different things that aren't like us. Like they just told you that aliens are in the bottom of the ocean this week.
Wait, what? Who? Huh? Yeah. There's aliens?
Yeah.
Well, what's aliens?
But I knew this like because I watched Abyss back in 1986. So I was like, this is too real. Seems like that's why I became my marine science degree the first time. I was like, I want to go down there. And then I started going down in the ocean. And I was like, yeah, no, we should not go down there. there's big things down there.
There's big things down there. Dude, the Loch Ness Monster is one of those.
Well, now we know there are aliens underneath the ocean.
So is it like some like a
they haven't given any
a rock
exact things.
From space
they just
came.
Said that aliens are real. They've been,
and there's bases underwater and that they've been using their technology and reverse using it.
I'm going to have to
That go. Was the part where I was like, whoa.
Where was this on?
Like, it was on C-SPAN.
It was like an actual like
it was on
hearing.
C-SPAN.
How did I miss that?
Because people don't pay attention to C-SPAN anymore. Also, and they're going to get rid of C-SPAN and PBS.
Because also, they were like, aliens are real. But then we're like, what about all the problems we have? They're like, whoa. Aliens are real. We didn't say anything else. So, we're all too busy.
Everybody's
tired.
Like, yo, I need $1,200. That's what I care about, Bob. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, so we're just going to skip the aliens, you guys. Cool. I just want to know.
We're at an hour.
Yes,
so
enough time.
I'm
going
to have to have you come back and talk some more about this stuff.
I would
love
to.
Because it's fascinating. Is there any, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at The Real Tiffany B.A. on all of the
social
media,
Facebook.
I'm no longer on that place. That guy owns. But I did go to Blue Sky, so you can find me there too.
Okay.
And I'm also www.therealtiffanyba.com.
Okay, you got your website going.
Yes, I did. It's been going.
Are you
for
project
me?
Managing your project?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to delegate more work to other people. And
I need more people.
You probably do.
I hate managing people. I don't want to. Sometimes I just need to lay down on the floor in my bedroom. And what do you do when you have someone who's like, what should I do next? Like, I don't know, lay down on the floor next to me while I cry.
And eat candy.
And then we can do some more work after that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
Is that what being
as a Cancer? Yes, that is my default.
Candy, the nice floor time.
Candy, a cry, and then keep it moving.
And keep it moving. Well, thank you so much for coming on the
show,
darling.
Thank you for having
me. It's so good to see you.
Aww.